Relevant content for our members, by our members. This is TMC Connect.
Hello and welcome to TMC Connect. My name is Toni Bramley and I'm the Business Development Coordinator here at TMC. Today we have Sam Mehta with us. He is the founder and CEO at Verity Global Solutions. With Sam is Chetan Patel, the COO, as well as Laura Ortiz, and she is the Senior Relationship Manager. They're going to go over the three pillars of loan production for us today. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Just a couple of quick housekeeping things. You guys have all entered on mute, but we want this to be engaging. So please drop your questions in the chat for Sam, and we will address those at the end of the production. And then you'll also get an email that will follow up tomorrow. We'll have a link to the YouTube as well as high points from the conversation. So thank you all very much for being here. We appreciate you stopping by. And with that, Sam, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yes, great. Coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, so thanks for this opportunity. The whole subject of margin compression is obviously, you know, pretty close to our heart. You know, our entire business is based on helping our clients mitigate, margin compression issues to be the most profitable possible in terms of their operations. And while 2020 was a phenomenal year, the whole margin compression topic is starting to raise its head again. So, we appreciate a chance to just come in and talk about it. We can talk about, you know, what we have learned, what we talk to our clients about, what our existing clients, are utilizing today to help them counter some of the effects of margin compression and be able to stay profitable, grow their business, et cetera, et cetera. So just a general conversation. I have some concepts here. They probably sound extremely simple. I'm sure a lot of our viewers are familiar with these concepts, but it probably is a pretty good refresher. Maybe a chance to go back and revisit something that you haven't done in a while, and just some things to think about as you think about margin compression. So, you know, our goal is to help mitigate as much of that as we can. With that, here are some thoughts and concepts, if you might look at it that way. You know, we tell our clients, and if there's say 100 pieces in individual pieces in the loan production process. We say for the most cost competitive loan production, you should be doing each piece at the right price. And, you know, the aggregation of that from a labor standpoint gives you the best price point possible. In order to achieve that, we talk about a high performance activity review, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more here. We suggest that every team member, which is, all our clients, especially these days with, shortage of skill, shortage of labor, are looking at some pretty high labor costs. So the concept is that when you have these really expensive employees, you want to make sure that, they're doing the highest possible value work for most of the day. So when you do that, you have the most, highest ROI on your labor. So as we lead into the other slides, I have a couple of questions for folks to think about is, do you know your employees' hourly rate? What I mean by that is your more expensive employees, do you know their hourly rate? You know, we think about employees in terms of annual salary, annual benefits, et cetera, but what is their hourly rate? And the reason that's important is when you look at the work that they're doing on a regular basis, you can correlate the hourly rate to say, hey, these 5 hours they were doing this work, is that what, say, somebody who's paid $60 an hour should be doing, or $20 an hour? It's easier to make those correlations when you start looking at it in terms of an hourly rate. So because of that, we also talk about, hey, how do you know, how are your employees spending their time today? And I'll get to that in a bit. So just a refresher, everybody knows how to do this, but annual base salary, benefits, what else are you paying your employees, and what's the total? And then you convert that based on 52 weeks, 40-hour work week. So a $100,000 employee, I'm saying, is probably costing the company about $64, $65 an hour, right? So in the next step, if possible in your company, it helps to get a feel for, when you look at your processes, or maybe even in the way of logging information, or have the employee themselves spend time logging some of the data for a period of, say, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever is comfortable for you. And then, you know, just a simple color coding technique would help you quite a bit to say, okay, well, here's a 40-hour work week. What, how much time did they spend doing work that we call a high-performance activity, which is its highest value work and corresponds to their hourly rate? And anything that does not correspond with their hourly rate, or reasonably so within a judgment call, you can say, okay, well, you know, some of the range is okay, but this definitely doesn't, this set of work, these tasks definitely doesn't correspond with the hourly rate. Those are what we would suggest that our clients look at outsourcing or automating. So, you know, going back to the concept of highest value work, knowing the employee's hourly rate, and making sure that, you know, everybody's doing the right work at the right price. So in sticking with that concept, you know, as we work with our clients, you know, the onshore team, we say, hey, their goal should be to perform the highest value work and spend the most hours doing that highest value work. And their tasks should, you know, the goal should be to think about, you know, doing the highest value strategic critical thinking, focus on the borrower experience, and be able to focus on growth. Now, if you outsourcing or automation enables you to carve out tasks that may be more repetitive in nature, more volume-based, checklist-based, repetitive, time-consuming. So what that does is you create this this blend of strategic and production, and two together give you a you know, a more optimal working process. So here is just a little roadmap of functions that like an outsourcing company like ours would do, right? So for each, if I consider the origination process, if you look at initial disclosure, setup, underwriting, closing, shipping, post-closing, et cetera, for each one of those, we have a pre-built solution to be able to offer that lift or assistance from the more repetitive checklist SLA-based work that I've been referring to. So I'll take an example here of underwriting. So if you consider that our clients have underwriters that are maybe decisioning two and a half loans a day, when they work with a company like ours, you know, they get paired up. Maybe it's a pod of one underwriter on the client side to two on our side. And what we allow them to do is we start doing a lot of the repetitive, time-consuming work, which includes, income calculations, calculate cash to close, DTI, credit income asset appraisal, title reviews. So by doing that, we create all the conditions and essentially feed it to our client's underwriter, then who can spend all their time doing the highest value work, which is making credit decisions. So we have clients today that have taken a task of 2 hours by now making credit decisions in 30 minutes to 45 minutes. That makes real value because obviously the pre-underwriting team that we have, you know, their cost basis is going to be significantly lower than what the very expensive, you know, six-figure plus underwriters we have here in the United States. And our entire setup is based out of India. So that's an example of, highest value work versus SLA-based work providing lift, and how that can help you combat margin compression for that one particular function. And we have multiple examples of that. Here's another, I'm not going to run through all this, but just a quick list of solutions that we've developed for, outsourcing functions, QC, HMDA, post-closing, and of course, all the different outsourcing functions. Similarly, we support title companies. So, you know, there's some of those functions like that. Then we have some servicing functions, back office servicing functions. You know, in keeping with the theme of, you know, if our clients have Encompass, similarly, they have very expensive Encompass admins, then they work with our level one team from offshore at a much cost competitive price point. So their team is now focused on doing the projects and the highest value work that they're paid for. And we have clients that pretty much outsource the entire ticketing system to us, and we do all the basic functions programming working under their Encompass, more experienced Encompass admins. So another example of margin compression. Similarly, accounting, you know, we have a full mortgage accounting team. Our team is trained in AMB, Loan Vision, et cetera. And we support our clients' more experienced, accounting team. So that, you know, when they wake up in the morning, a bunch of this work is already complete. You know, their AMB and Loan Vision is up to date. And, you know, they get, there's an opportunity then to save some cost. The other thing, I know we talked about outsourcing here quite a bit, but then the next opportunity is automation. So automation is something that's, is something that's progressing very quickly. It's something that we're starting to see on a day-to-day basis. We're incorporating that into our services. An example of an outsourced automated solution is a QC, pre-close, post-close QC services. So a lot of the functions that, you know, are maybe stare and compare, you know, data extraction analysis, and the ability to do a real-time QC and the ability to be able to have constant view into the progress of the loan file in terms of how it's progressing in the QC has all become possible and better with incorporating automation. So what used to be a pretty manual process is now down to maybe a 45 or a 50% annual, and the rest is automated. And what we find is, you know, the real-time response obviously is very critical for our customers. The ability to be able to monitor constantly what's happening with the loan file is very critical for our customers. But then it also helps with error rates and things like that. And we find that to be pretty valuable. So, you know, this is something to also think about as we keep advancing down this path. Here's something that it may really interest people is, you know, as part of our services, we've incorporated an ability to provide automation for our customers. And we invite you to contact us, email us, and we'll show you a live demo of this. And it's actually pretty interesting. This is for a loan boarding function, a fraud prevention type function. And we were able to utilize bots to be able to cut a turn time for 15-minute function down to 20 seconds. And it's a full lights out operation where, you know, the clients who had about 23 resources doing this work full-time on a manual basis have gone, moved on to do something else. So it's very powerful. And these are some of the things that are coming down the pike. If you have a wish list of things you can automate in your processes that are very heavily redundant, manual, repetitive, you can certainly send that to us and we can let you know there's an opportunity to look at automating some of that. So what you're going to find is companies like ours that were pretty heavily labor oriented. Now our business is evolving to be a company that provides a solution, whether it's labor and or automation. You know, the goal is to be able to provide a solution for a process or a problem. And that's kind of the direction that we're headed. And, you know, we're pretty pleased to be able to offer these types of services to our clients. And I didn't want to make this too painful, so I went pretty quickly. Hopefully folks found it to be valuable. Again, some concepts that are repeats, but, you know, it always helps to go back and revisit, you know, go back and look at something. If something in here, you know, kind of jogged your memory, say, hey, I want to do a high performance analysis on our team. What are they doing? Are they doing the highest value work, et cetera? Reach out to us. We're happy to talk to you about it because we have many clients that have done this exercise and so on. So thank you.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Sam.
Sure.
What's the cost savings for leveraging an offshore resource such as Verity?
So we have seen anywhere from 40% to 60% cost reduction. And and that's usually like a cash on cash type cost reduction, but there's other inherent savings that come into play, like for example, time savings, right? We operate 24 hours a day. So the opportunity to be able to close loans faster, sell loans faster is pretty valuable for our clients. The other kind of hidden benefit really is our company is designed to scale up and down. So, we're designed during a hot season to ramp up. And when it's a slower season, we're designed to ramp down. And our clients don't hurt our feelings and our employees' feelings don't get hurt when we have to scale up and down. So that's also a benefit that our clients see because the cost of hiring and attrition is pretty massive, right? So the other thing is, our company is buying all the software and computers, sandwiches and smoothies on Friday and all this kind of stuff, right? So, and health benefits is a really big one. So, we provide.
You had me at smoothie.
there's a lot of other hidden benefits that come out of that. And really, it's just having a global workforce, with COVID, I think we've learned you can go anywhere in the world to find the right talent for the right price. And it's perfectly reasonable. And I think it's become the best way to produce a loan.
Yeah. Talking about bots. So, that's been a big, huge topic for, just at the conference that we just came from, at Tyrannia. Tell us a little bit about the process that you guys went through to create your bots and how do you decide, what is going to be a focus of that type of automation?
So I'm not the best qualified to talk about it, but I will tell you that this is
high level.
Yeah, it's a new solution, new offering from us. I will tell you that it shocks me as to the level of functions that it can mimic that a human being can do. It's pretty amazing. So today we're in the process of creating what I would consider routine functions that our clients perform and we perform. And creating products around that. But the other thing that we have our clients doing is they're coming to us with a wish list. Hey, I have this one function, for example, that, I would love to automate this. Here's a video of what I'm doing. Here's some kind of step-by-step process around that. And then we'll come back and say, okay, well, we can automate maybe 10%, 20%, 40%, 100%, whatever it is. We can come back and tell you what we can automate there. And, the other thing is, what becomes challenging with utilizing bots is, it is an investment, right? It's CapEx versus OpEx. So one of the things that we're doing is we're coming up with an OpEx approach and, we're providing the solution on a transaction-based setup and basically coming up with ways where we can kind of share the cost across multiple people and, things like that to try to make it more economical because, it's great to not have upfront cost if you can help it. So, I don't know if I answered your question, but
yeah, you did.
I can certainly try to elaborate on it. Yeah.
Let me add to that a little bit, Tony. Mm-hmm. So the way we look at a bot is basically a robotics, right? So it's looking at a process that a human does. And if it's a repetitive process and it's a consistent process, we can use these bots. And these bots will save you anywhere between 50 to 70% efficiencies. So say you're doing an appraisal review or you're doing an income calculation, the system knows where to go, pick up the data, do all that stuff, and then provide you with a results file. And an appraisal review takes about 2 hours, anywhere between 1 to 2 hours for a good underwriter review. The system will do all that for you in less than 15 minutes.
That's just amazing.
Yeah. So those are the kind of products that we have built for our customers. We have some already bots that we already created for our customers that are in pilot and testing phases. We're hoping to have those all by beginning of the year be rolled out as a product. So then our customers can say, hey, I want an income calculation bot. I want an appraisal bot. I want a fraud alert bot. The system will be, it's a SaaS model. People just sign up. They don't have to invest any money at all. They just pay for transaction and a licensing fee.
Reap the benefits.
And receive the benefits.
So you're going to find that some of the stare and compare type functions are starting to definitely get a lot more automated. It's going to be interesting how this evolves over time. We definitely have made a massive investment in getting into the space. We believe it's going to exist in parallel with all the human labor. But there is going to be an evolution of how work is going to be done. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah. So a question about how you guys, this was also, it's kind of a two-part question. It's like, so how do you get started? You know, kind of like, what's the process? And then you guys actually kind of go through the process with your clients and decide where within the workflow you can assist them. And I know that you kind of went over that high level, Sam, at the beginning, but can you talk a little bit to that?
Yeah, so when we engage with the customer, obviously we want to address areas that they feel they have pain points today, and we can talk about set solutions that we have around it. I say set solutions, but really our solutions are pretty custom, right? So we will mold to the customer's processes, and then we provide the team that will essentially become an extension of their team and do work exactly the same way that their employee would. That's the onboarding process that we go through. But we always take the time to run through and show them everything that we do, because people are usually surprised by the breadth and the depth of the functions that we perform, right? For example, mortgage accounting support or Encompass Ellie Mae support, right? A lot of folks aren't aware that we can do that, and the part around underwriting support is actually quite interesting. You know, we can build models for our customers and show them how we can give them this pretty significant lift in terms of being able to underwrite loans. It usually is an eye opener for folks that have not done this type of process before, for sure. And just being able to talk from a process standpoint, here's your process, here's how we can help you, here's a model, here's the potential cost savings, here's the improvements in time and turn time. And those kind of things resonate pretty well with our customers.
And then you were saying at the beginning too that you would help in them if they just needed to start that process to figure out, are there people using, are they doing it the best? How did you say it? You said the best activity for the best amount of time. So yeah. That's also something that you guys on a consultative can do as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tony, on that is basically when a customer engages us and says, hey, I want to see how I can ease my margin compression, right? That's the question they have is, hey, the costs are going up. I need to make money. The rates are going up. My volume is low. How can you help me? So our sales team and our SMEs and our relationship managers will have a conversation with them. They'll sit down with them. They'll go over what the functions that they currently do, what functions we can do. They will map out the whole business plan for them with an organization and an organization chart saying, okay, this is how many people we have here. This is how many people we have here. This is what they're doing. And then from there, we'll create a plan that attacks savings. So we'll say, okay, let's do this here. Let's do this here. Let's give you a lift here. So now your underwriters say currently they're doing two to three files a day. We pair them with some pre-underwriters. And then now they get anywhere between 10 to 12 files a day. So they get three times that return on investment at 50% of the cost, 40 to 60% of the cost. So that is the type of things they start seeing. And then it's a consultant, right? So we consult them, we work with them. It's not a day one. They cannot come in and say, I want to save 60%. We would say we don't do that. We want to work with you. Let's start small and then create a game plan for the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right work at the right price.
Yep, right work at the right price. Our goal is not to display their people. It's just we're augmenting their staff and getting more production out.
Excellent. Well, this is TMC Connect. And if you've got any questions, please feel free to drop those in the chat. Appreciate Sam. Thank you so much for your time. Chaitin and Laura, thank you for your support and jumping on the line. Really do appreciate you guys. The Verity Global is a kind of a new partner, not the newest, but one of our new partners. So we're very thankful to have you and your team be with us in the network and support our lender members. So thank you guys very much for that. Thank you for the program today. Appreciate it. Once again, for all of those on the line, you will receive an email tomorrow with the information from YouTube, as well as some high points of the conversation. And I'm sure that we will also include Sam and Chaitin and Laura's contact information so that if you do want to reach out, please feel free to do so. Sam, also usually the question is, will we be able to include a copy of your PowerPoint?
Sure. We can send that to you. Yeah.
And one more thing, Tony, before you sign off is we are going to be at the MBA conference next week. And if any of you that are listening to this want to join us, please send us an email. We have an event, a party that we have, and we would love you to get you guys to come there.
Yeah, we also have a suite. You can come talk to us at the suite. And if anybody's in, another thing, Tony, anybody's interested, it's always kind of, it's a thrill to see that bot demo. Reach out to us. We'll show it to you.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you guys so much. So I'm Tony Bramley. I've got another TMC Connect coming up at the top of the hour with MQMR talking about vendor management. Unprepared is unacceptable. So if you want to, please feel free to join in for that one as well. Thank you guys again. Appreciate it. Always great to see you. And until the next time, take care.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
For more information about how you can get involved with TMC Connect and witness the power of the network firsthand, please visit us at mortgagecollaborative.com.